I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. Good morning. Around kitchen tables and on the campaign trail, the cost of college is a hot topic. But will it be a year from now when we vote for a new president? A new WGBH news poll indicates there's increased interest now, but history tells us other themes will probably surpass it in the general election. From WGBH's higher education desk, Kirk Carapezza reports.
Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton is out with a new set of ads focused entirely on the cost of college.
Join the fight to make college affordable.
On the stump, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders receives thunderous applause whenever he calls for making public college tuition free.
We will end the absurdity of millions of Americans, young and not so young, who are shouldering outrageously high levels of student debt.
With the Republican candidates, student debt has taken a backseat to other hot-button issues like immigration and tax policy, although Florida Senator Marco Rubio does occasionally complain about his own student loans.
I had to work my way through school. I had to borrow money to go to school. Try early in my marriage explaining to my wife why someone named Sally Mae was taking $1,000 out of our bank account every month.
A new WGBH news poll shows Americans are in fact plugged into this issue, and many will consider the candidate's position on college affordability when they vote next November. A majority of those polled said they are very or somewhat likely to be swayed by what the candidates say they'll do to bring college costs down. And the interest is higher among Democrats than independents and Republicans.
I don't know if it'll be a top issue, but I think it will rise substantially on the list of issues that candidates are talking about.
Paul Revel is the former Massachusetts education secretary and now teaches public policy at Harvard's Graduate School of Education. He predicts college affordability won't be a deciding factor in November 2016. He says it will be overshadowed by other issues like immigration and the economy.
That isn't because people don't care about education. If you ask voters what they care about, education is frequently at or near the top.
In the general election, Revel says the debate will shift away from the specifics of college affordability proposals and toward a philosophical discussion about the role of government spending in bringing down the cost of college.
College debt has surpassed credit card debt, so we're talking about a lot of money. And I don't think we've had a lot of creative solutions coming from either party, frankly. So it's hard to view it in any other way than as a spending issue.
A massive spending issue, but not necessarily one that will catapult any individual candidate into the White House next November. For VPR News, I'm Kirk Carapezza in Boston.